Man gets 23 years for kidnapping and robbery of Orange County jeweler. Santa Ana, California, a 30-year-old man was sentenced Friday to 23 years in prison for his part in kidnapping and robbing a jeweler in Costa Mesa and attempting to kidnap a jeweler in Yorba Linda. Marvin Antoine Brown, who pleaded guilty in April, was given credit for about 5 years in custody, according to his attorney Joel Barson. Co-defendant Cedric Emilian Reynolds, 33, who also pleaded guilty in April, was also sentenced to 23 years in prison. Co-defendant Leonard Antonio Berry, 35, also pleaded guilty in April to conspiracy to commit a crime, attempted kidnapping to commit a robbery, kidnapping for a robbery, torture, robbery, false imprisonment and battery, all felonies, and admitted sentencing enhancements for the personal use of a gun and inflicting great bodily injury on a victim. Berry accepted a plea deal from Orange County Superior Court Judge Larry Yellen. He had 1,811 days credit for time behind bars awaiting trial. The three were charged in connection with abductions November 30, 2019, in Yorba Linda and December 4, 2019, in Costa Mesa. The three and a fourth unknown suspect drove from San Bernardino to Yorba Linda in Reynolds' Toyota Camry on November 30, 2019, prosecutors said in court papers. They parked outside of a jewelry store owner's home, and when he arrived home, two of the defendants grabbed him and attempted to pull him back into his Audi. The fourth suspect jumped into the driver's seat, but when the victim screamed and fought for a minute, the four suspects fled, prosecutors said. The victim owned the watch and wear store at 40 Plaza Square in Orange, prosecutors said. The victim found a GPS tracking device on his car on July 9, 2019, that was bought by Berry. 4 days after that attempted kidnapping, another jewelry store owner was targeted by the defendants, prosecutors said. The owner of Diamond and Jewelry Exchange at 1808, Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa was closing up shop when two got out of Reynolds' car and assaulted the victim. The men stuffed the victim, bound him with duct tape, and drove off before beating him severely over the course of the next few hours, prosecutors said. Berry's car returned to the jewelry store about 9 p.m. and one of the defendants got into the victim's Mercedes-Benz and drove away along with Reynolds' car, prosecutors said. Reynolds' car returned a few minutes later, and Reynolds was seen on video surveillance walking toward the store holding the victim's umbrella. Reynolds and Brown got into the jewelry store about 10 p.m. and were caught on video surveillance, prosecutors said. They appeared to get in with the victim's keys, but when they tried to turn off the store alarm, it went off, prompting the two men to flee. The victim was driven to 2040 East Dyer Road in Santa Ana, where the jewelry store owner was dumped with no shirt and duct taped around his legs, prosecutors said. His attackers took his blue Submariner Rolex watch worth about $20,000 and a gold chain worth about $27,000, as well as a gold ring and some diamonds. A tow truck driver found the victim about 11 p.m. He was taken to an area hospital and treated for a fractured jaw, broken orbital sockets, multiple rib fractures, a cut on his liver, and significant bruising all over his body, prosecutors said. Reynolds pleaded guilty to torture, conspiracy to commit a crime, attempted kidnapping to commit robbery, kidnapping for robbery, robbery, false imprisonment, and battery with serious bodily injury, all felonies. He also admitted sentencing enhancements for inflicting great bodily injury on the victim. Brown pleaded guilty to kidnapping to commit robbery, robbery, false imprisonment, and battery with serious bodily injury, all felonies. He also admitted sentencing enhancements for inflicting great bodily injury on the victim. Berry is charged with conspiracy to commit a crime, attempted kidnapping to commit robbery, kidnapping for robbery, torture, robbery, false imprisonment, and battery, all felonies.